So, I mean, you do just an absolute ton of hunting, and you've been incredibly successful, and you're hunting all over Alaska. So I know people would be interested to know about your equipment choices. So let's start with the bow. What are you shooting for a bow?
I'm shooting a Matthews right now, shooting a Halon 32. I've got a Tri-X ordered. I just hadn't been home long enough from my Mexico hunting to set a new bow up, but I've been shooting that Halon 32 the last year, and was really happy with it. That's what I did all that hunting in this last year in 2017 with.
And when you, with your Halon 32, if you're going for brown bear, you know, is a 70-pound bow, or do you crank it up? Do you get an 80-pound bow shipped to you?
I don't change my bow for any of these species we've talked about. So I tell people all the time to shoot the same bow that you shoot the same setup that you shoot deer in Kansas with, that you shoot, because anywhere from I've got my bows cranked down to like 62, 63 pounds now, and I shoot muskox, I shoot bison, I shoot everything with the same bow, the same setup, you know. I try to advise people not to try to change their bows up just for each hunt they go on, because with the efficiency of the bows now and the arrows and the kinetic energy that we're getting out of there, 62 to 65 pound bows, plenty for anything in North America.
So a couple of years ago, you shot a 10-foot, just a giant brown bear out of Cold Bay, was it?
Yes, sir.
And that was a 62 pound bow?
I think I was probably shooting like 67, maybe then 65, probably 65, and I was shooting a fixed blade head. I think I shot that with a Shuttle T, 100 grain Shuttle T, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that was my next question, is on the broadheads, what you prefer.
Well, I'm shooting a lot more expandables now. I was kind of hesitant to shoot expandables for a long time, but I've shot several of those, of my last brown and grizzlies, with expandable broadheads, rage broadheads. I'm shooting a lot now.
Really?
Yeah, there's pros and cons to them for sure, but that new rage, that new tri-pan they got out, is I shot it the last on several of my last animals, and I've been very successful with it, and it's performed for me good. But on really, really big animals like muskox, they have so much hair, and bison and stuff like that, I still like even elk, I still like a good solid fixed blade head, you know.
And what are you shooting for arrows?
I'm shooting victory arrows. I've been shooting victory arrows for about 2 years now, and they're doing fine for me. Like I tell a lot of people when they ask me when I shoot, I'm not that good a shot. I can't outshoot any of this equipment I got. It all performs better than I do. So,
And tell me about when you're going for a doll sheep and mountain goat. Like, what kind of boots do you like to wear?
I'm wearing those Hanwag or Hanwag, H-A-N-W-A-G, the leather boots. I've been from Germany. I mean, you could buy them online or over here, but I've used Mendels and Loas and all over the years, but and I really liked Mendels for a long time, but that Hanwag or Hanwag, I've been using it for like the last three or four or five years, and I really like it. It's just really tough boot, and you know, gives you great ankle support for, you know, packing heavy loads and camps and packing sheep out, goats off the mountain, and
And what about your clothing?
I've been wearing Kuyu clothing ever since they started, so I'm pretty much everything I wear is Kuyu, so it's done me great, and they've got such a wide variety of everything now. I mean, it started out with a backpack, and now they got gaiters, tents, and sleeping bags, and socks, and underwear, and everything else now. So, I mean, I got, and it's just for all this extreme hunting, it's just really, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we survived with all the other stuff back in the day, but this new stuff is just so light, and it's so waterproof, and it wicks moisture away from your skin so good, and the sleeping bags are so light and warm now, and just all the materials that all the big manufacturers are using to make equipment now is just, you know.
Well, I mean, it's come so far since I hunted Alaska in 1989, and we froze to death on up in Barrow. What about optics? What do you bring for optics? Like, let's say a grizzly hunt.
I use the same optics. I'm using the same binocular. I'm using that Leica binocular rangefinder combination since that came out the last since they made one at, to bow hunter ranges, which is, I don't know, last couple of 2-3 years. I switched from my Swarovski spotting scope and got that Leica because it's a tilt compensating, you know, rangefinder built into the binos, and took a little getting used to, but it's kind of nice having everything in the one package. You don't have to carry the rangefinder and the binoculars, so I use that on every hunt, the Leica. Excuse me.